Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room. And guys, I am so thrilled that you're here. Woo, today's discussion is such a triumphant one because we began these discussions, this particular, the Anxiety of Duplex series, we began it really breaking down where certain anxieties live in our lives, certain fears live in our lives, and breaking that down. And today I'm so excited for us to actually be talking about the life of freedom, the life of freedom, what that life looks like to be free. Now, let me be honest. A lot of us have duplexes in different areas of our lives. I know myself several years ago, I struggled with anxiety and really have to be consistent and focused even in my now season to make sure that those old habits or the habits of people around me do not suffocate me and bring me back into a place that has no freedom. And so that being said, even in small ways, we all can have a duplex in our lives. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, definitely go back and listen to the last two discussions that we had. If you listen to one of those discussions, you can definitely follow along with this one. But we all have the duplex of anxiety can come up in so many different areas. It can come up with your emotional state. It can come up in your marriage. It can come up in your dating life. It can come up in dealing with your children. It can come up in your business. It can come up with the health of your body. It can come up with your weight loss or with your weight gain. The duplex of anxiety can find its way into so many different cracks and crevices. And so none of us are free from having to really take a close look at this. But I'm so excited today because today we are focusing on the freedom part and the confidence you get when you know that you are walking in lockstep with the place, right? And into the purpose, right, that God has for your life. I'm so excited that you're here. And without further ado, as always, let's go ahead and get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
Dear past mantra. Past, goodbye, shalom, and peace be unto your journey. Past, wherever your home is, I wish you a safe return there. Past, the here and now. Is where I am, is where life is. Joy, forgiveness, and acceptance here and now. I have chosen to leave the past behind.
Thank you for allowing me to share that piece with you. I love utilizing spoken word. It's just a way for us to open up our mind, you know, free our spirit a little bit from anything that we've been dwelling on and really focus on the present moment. And giving ourselves a little self-care time. That's what this is here in the healing room. So let's do our healing pledge so that we lay a strong foundation that this is a safe place for us to go deep. So let's say this pledge together. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. And you know what? In the healing pledge, we always talk about not judging ourselves. And I know that a tree is known by the fruit it bears, right? So we have to take a close look at our lives. But the type of judgment that we're referring to is that judgment that's so critical that we don't move on, that we don't advance, that we don't fly, that we don't find our freedom. And so that's the type of judgment we're talking about in our healing pledge. And I hope that you feel free because we are about to dive in. Let's do it. So one of the most important things that I want you to know as you are stepping out of that duplex of anxiety, out of that place of anxiety, the beliefs of two different families, the beliefs of two different homes, living in the juxtaposition of things that don't sit well with your spirit, where there is not a place for growth, but there's a place of stagnation, moving out of conflicting ideals and moving into your own home. One of the things I want you to think about, and it is so important, it doesn't matter what area of your life that this is connecting with. Remember, this can be something that you dealt with back in your childhood, or this could be something in your now season, as simple as dealing with your boss, working with your colleagues, right? Sometimes we have duplexes of anxiety in our lives in many different areas. So you let this hit home where it needs to hit home. You know your personal situation. And one of the things that's so important about this freedom stage is having an image for yourself out of the place of anxiety, out of that duplex, out of that space. So these are the three areas I want you to look at. These are the three questions you have to ask yourself to, and this is going to help you to have a clearer picture, right? Number one, in this place of freedom, and I want you to be visualizing this, in this place of freedom, what are the experiences of your life? In this place of freedom, free from anxiety, you've left the duplex of anxiety, in this place of freedom and joy that is perfect for your personality, perfect for your mindset, perfect for your energy. You fit right in this place of freedom. In this place of freedom, what are the experiences that you have in your life? Now, you can look back and you can talk about all those experiences you had when you and your spouse were arguing with each other, or you were dating that guy that wasn't good for you, or you were dealing with a roommate situation that was bothering you. You can think about all those experiences you had. You can think about all the limiting beliefs you had when you lived in that space of anxiety, but we're not going there today. In the place of freedom, I want you to be visualizing this. What types of experiences do you have when you are free? That's question number one. Let that sit with you. And if you have to even pause this discussion and really think about this, do it. And if you're someone who's driving right now, or you're in the kitchen cooking, or maybe you're even watching some children, I don't want you to get so drawn into today's discussion that you can't focus on those things. So make sure that you're safe and that you are partaking in this discussion when you can be free to really think on these things and not have to be in control of the wheel, especially if you're driving. So ask that question. Ask that question to yourself. And it is so important, because a lot of times we do things and we're not really sure why. Our current environment does it that way. The current people in our environment think it should be done that way. You shop a certain way, you travel a certain way, you have ideas a certain way based off your environment sometimes. Removing yourself from all of that, it's important to have an image in this place of freedom that you are walking into. What type of amazing, joyful, fruitful, positive, prosperous experiences do you have? Let's go deeper. The second question. What types of feelings do you experience in this place of freedom? What are the feelings that you experience in this place of freedom? Laughter, forgiveness. Do you forgive faster, right? More than you usually would? Are you more confident in yourself? Do you see yourself as the person who, of course, can get the job done? Or the person who, of course, is ready to meet new friends or to find love? Or to reconnect deeper with your spouse if you're married, right? What types of feelings do you experience in this place of freedom? And I want you to see yourself, visualize yourself experiencing those places of freedom. see yourself experiencing those feelings of freedom, the joy, the forgiveness, whatever it is for you? And number three, can we go even deeper? What type of mornings do you wake up to? Right? By the grace of God, we were given a new day today and we're grateful. But looking back at that duplex of anxiety that we don't want to go back to, sometimes there's so much to do in a day and you're overwhelmed and maybe you're unorganized and maybe you don't have systems put in place for your business or for taking care of your kids or for your finances or for your creative career, your creative pursuits, or for your travel schedule. You know, in this place, what types of mornings do you wake up to? I want you to visualize this image. What does that peace look like? Waking up to the morning and being full of joy. No overwhelm, no doubt, no anxiety, no guilt, no remorse, no unforgiveness. What would it look like to wake up in the morning with joy? So in this place of freedom, the third question is, what type of mornings do you wake up to? I want you to visualize that sun rising. I want you to visualize yourself in that bed or wherever you sleep, pulling back those covers, opening your eyes, and being filled with a specific type of joyful morning. You're not unorganized. You're not overwhelmed. You're not anxious. You're not worried. You don't feel worthless. You have the peace. You have the joy. You have the excitement. But you know the type of morning that you need even more specifically. Answer that question for yourself, and most importantly, visualize it. And once the picture is clear, write it down. You guys know me, I'm really big on making sure that after it's clear, you put it on paper. There's something special about writing it down and making it plain. I want to share a quote with you, and I love it. I love its simplicity and its practicality, and it's by Joyce Meyer. And she says this: every time you look in the mirror, remember that God created you and that everything He created is beautiful and good. Joyce Meyer. Every time you look in the mirror, remember that God created you and that everything He created is beautiful and good. Joyce Meyer. This is so simple. And let me tell you, moving out of a place of anxiety, the simplicity of things is your friend. Simplicity is your friend. And I love that. Everything that God created is beautiful and good. And so having that mindset in your freedom image, I am beautiful and I am good. And a lot of times you may even have a mindset that detours from, well, what does that mean? And how can I take that? And you may have questions about that, but I would say this, keep it simple. You know what the word said. I believe that you know what it was meant to mean. Keep it simple. Everything about you is beautiful and good. Nothing else. That is the image. That is the freedom image that you need for your life. The critical thinking, when it goes deeper into criticism, can stagnate you. And that is a part of the condemnation that we don't want. Everything about you is beautiful and good. As you move out of the duplex of anxiety, this process moving into your freedom image, everything about you is beautiful and good. You may be tempted to look back. I want you to know that the place ahead of you is perfect. The path God has for you is amazingly perfect for you. That doesn't mean you're not going to face things. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have to really put one step after the other. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But the place God has for you It's important for you to believe that it is a place where you'll be protected. It is a place that already has provision. Come on, come on. And it is a place where you can expect to prosper. This is the purpose area that God has for you. And stepping into that place, that process of moving out of the duplex of anxiety and into this new place that God has for you, this freedom image becomes important. Everything about you is beautiful and good. Now, I want to take this a bit deeper. Are you ready? I want to take this a bit deeper because it's important for us to go there, because I know you guys expect it from me here in the healing room, and I am so ready to give it to you. This is so important, and I want you to do this. If you are listening right now and this is feeding your soul, and you have stepped into the healing room on more than one occasion, I want you to pause this. If you are listening on iTunes, I want you to pause this right now and click the details section on iTunes and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. Put a quick little sentence about how it's blessing your life. When you hear something that is good and you say yes, and then you do something to help someone else out, it has a way of reinforcing that thing for you. And the more reviews we get, especially with comments, right, where you write something, the more 5-star reviews we get, the more people enter into the same healing that we are entering into. And it's powerful. So I would ask that you would do that if you are on iTunes. And if you're not on iTunes, share this link with 3 friends. You too can reinforce your yes by sharing it with someone else. Let's go deeper. Take a breath with me. This quote is by T.D. Jakes, and it says this: don't allow your past or present condition to control you. It's just a process that you're going through to get to your next level. T.D. Jakes. Don't allow your past or present condition to control you. It's just a process that you're going through to get you to the next level. T.D. Jakes. Woo! I hope you felt that in your bones and in your soul and in your spirit the way I did. I pray that that renews your mind, because it's important to really receive that. And that is why the image of freedom is so vital for your life. The new experiences that you will have, the feelings that you will feel from your experience of being free, and the type of mornings you will wake up to in your freedom state. It's important that you have that imagery. And let me tell you, that imagery is not based off that anxiety of duplex that's behind you. That imagery is not based off that process that you may be going through right now of moving to your next level, as T.D. Jakes calls it, that next level. It's not based off that. You know, sometimes we go through a little bit of pushing and shoving in that tough space where people are still trying to pull us back into an old identity. The way we used to eat, the way we used to talk, the way we used to walk, the way we used to stand, the way we used to wear our hair. Come on. The way we used to make money, the way we used to feel about ourselves, the way we used to beat up on ourselves, the way we used to gossip. Come on. The way we used to compare ourselves to other women. The way we used to compare ourselves physically, emotionally, financially, right? You may feel something pulling on you to turn back. Your freedom image is not based off that process that you may be going through. No, no, no. Your freedom image is based off your state of free. The place that God has for you is connected to your purpose. And you want to be walking into that identity. And if you struggle with anxiety, you definitely want to be walking out of the identity of everyone else's thoughts and definitions of you, everyone else's standards and restrictions. And you have to step into your own identity. God has something special for you This is for someone. God has something special for you. And so as a coach, it's my job to make sure that you know that it's okay for you to have your own purpose and to build your own house. As a believer in the Most High God, it's important for me to know that it's okay for me to have my own purpose and my own identity. Can I share something with you? I do things different than what my brother does. Can I share something with you? I live life differently than one of my cousins. I live my life differently than all of my cousins. Can I share something with you? I live my life differently than my grandmother. Can I share something with you? I live my life differently than my father. These are all people that I love. These are all people that I adore and care for. Right? I care for these people. But God gave me an identity, and I want you to know, at work, on your job, in your neighborhood, you have an identity in the place that God wants for you. It's important that you believe that this is a place where you are protected. This is a place that has provision for you. And this is a place that will be a place of prosperity for your life. I didn't say easy. Remember, I didn't say easy. So as we walk into this place, moving away from whatever duplex of anxiety you were in, I pray that you have the confidence not to look back. When you feel the need to look back, you know what you're struggling with, whether you're struggling with weight loss, whether you're struggling with a situation with one of your children, whether you're struggling with, you know, going to the next level in your career and being like, is this really happening? Whether you're struggling with being okay with having more joy in your life, right? Sometimes joy can be uncomfortable depending on how long you've lived in anxiety. Sometimes joy is like, man, is this real? Yes. And so if you're struggling with that, instead of looking back, create an even clearer freedom image. The image of you free. Free to love. Free to forgive. Free to be in your purpose. Free to smile. Free, I see you free, waking up in the morning, excited for the day, fully rested, body restored, mind clear, spirit elated. I see you. I see you waking up in the morning with a spirit that magnetizes good people to you, magnetizes great relationships and friendships, magnetizes prosperous opportunities in your life. I see you having experiences you never even dreamed of. Experiences that are readily available to you now that you have a renewed mind and that you think differently and live differently. I see the feelings that you have. Yeah, feelings are important, and you enjoy life feeling joyful, feeling peaceful, feeling that you can forgive. I see that in you. So, as I bring today's discussion to a close, I want to reinforce that everything about you is beautiful and good. This is a mindset that's important to have as you journey through this process into the place that God has for you, your next level. You know your life. You know your situation and circumstance. And I can tell you this, you deserve to be in a state of free. I see that morning for you. And so to reinforce this, after this discussion, I want you to write down the feelings, the experiences, and the morning that you saw in that image on paper. One, you're going to write it down on paper. Two, you're going to click the link in the details section, and you're going to schedule your first free consult with me one-on-one for revolutionary mind awakening healing. I'm so excited that I get to take this journey with you, and I look forward to your healing. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.